This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a stadium revival happening in California. That story right after this short message.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
Even though California Governor Gavin Newsom has encouraged protest gatherings, he has banned churches from gathering together and singing because of the coronavirus. But that hasn't stopped believers from openly expressing their faith. Pastor Jack Hibbs and Pastor John MacArthur both have made public, bold stances and decided to have services anyway, in open defiance to the unconstitutional edicts from their governor. Pastor Shane Eidelman of Westside Christian Fellowship has decided to launch a Saturday night service at the 4,000-seat Jethawk Stadium in Lancaster, California. The Christian gatherings have been called the Stadium Revival. The gathering was originally going to be primarily for his church, but believers from all over heard about it, and more than 1,000 people started showing up to worship together. They did not take an offering, collect names of people who were there, or try to promote one church or another. They simply were focused on lifting up the name of Jesus and worshiping Him. There were reports of many salvations and people rededicating their lives to Christ in the prayer tent. The organizers are planning on running the event through September 2020, God willing. The stadium isn't the only place that revival is stirring. In another area of California, Huntington Beach, worship leader Sean Foyt and others have been leading worship gatherings and seeing thousands come together for corporate worship on the beach, salvation responses, and baptisms. Pastor Eidelman says that revival is stirring and it is truly America's only hope. But is America ready to pay the price for true revival? True revival, he says, will ruin your schedule, your dignity, your image, and your reputation as a person who is well-balanced. Let's get ourselves ready to embrace revival by humbling ourselves, praying, seeking God's face, and turning from our wicked ways so we will be ready for God's revival in our land. And no draconian regulations can stop true revival. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.